Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. By the way, I was just looking at some of the prices for the wild card game at Dodger Stadium. And if you've ever been to Dodger Stadium, it's very, very old. It is very, very old, and it's put together by cinder blocks, literally, like you buy them from Home Depot. But if you want to go up to the fourth deck, actually fifth deck is what it is, because there's a mezzanine below it, you can get into the Reds-Dodgers game tonight at 6 o'clock LA time for $45. That is not bad at all for a playoff game. The most expensive ticket right now on StubHub is first row behind home plate, $2,003. I always love the term convenience fee. It's convenient for you because you're making more money, not for the actual buyer. But that ain't bad, right? By the way, the Twins have fired Rocco Baldelli, so that it was a day of carnage yesterday. That was last night, and Bob Melvin went first, then Bruce Bochy with the Rangers, and then Baldelli, former Rays player, dismissed by Minnesota. People calling for Bruce Bochy to come back to the Giants. There's no chance in hell of that happening. They want a young guy, as Buster said, who will stay there for years and years, and as much as he loves Bosch, I just don't remember, Bosch retired. I don't know if he wants to stay there for years and years at 70. How dumb are the Rangers, though? He wins the World Series. No, now you stink. Now he stinks. Well, Bruce Bochy will be in the Hall of Fame someday, taking five teams to the World Series and winning four of them. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We got another hour together, so get on back on Byline.
Want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
I am so excited to be back on the Rick Tittle Show.
Thank you for that. And lines are available. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Keeping our eyes on the score, it's still 1-0 Detroit over Cleveland right now. You know that it's there are 36 different World Series possibilities right now? That's pretty interesting. 36 different World Series combinations. I'm not going to go through all of them, but that's when you do the math, I wouldn't think it would be that many, but there are. Which no one cares about. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. There were, remember, Pitch Track is coming in next year. Well, let's go to Charlie. He is in New York City. Charlie, what's going on, my man?
I'm wearing my Red Sox jersey, and let's go Red Sox. we need Satan and the evil empire to lose. Other than that, I can give a rat's behind who wins the World Series. Mm. I didn't get a chance to talk about the Raiders yesterday because I was consoling Chris all day. He was in a catatonic state, so yep. I was cradling him. You said you didn't watch the game. I'm dumb enough to have the football package, but I watched the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
You covered all the bases, but just real quick observations. The Raiders actually didn't play terribly. They improved. Their offensive line was better. Max Crosby was a man possessed. You know, other accolades. Devin White was he's been a fantastic signing. Jamal Adams was really good. JPJ was pancaking players. Obviously, Jante had a great, really good game. But overall, specific moments, and I'll get to Geno in a minute. Going for four, I think his name was John from Chicago. Why are you going for fourth and one on your own 35 early in the game?
Mm-hmm.
That's the trendy thing with these snot-nosed young coaches. you have a suspect offensive line. Your offense has been a little discombobulated. Why are you going for that? I don't, anyway, and that turned into a fumble. That led to a fumble because Jordan Meredith blocked the wrong way, and the guy just came in and blew up the play. Late in the game on the final drive, on a third and one, Colton Miller just went down. You're in the shotgun, you're handing the ball off, and you run to the left side, and he got zero yardage. So I've asked this before. When me sitting on my couch watching it can see this, why doesn't Chip Kelly say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to run a play against the backup who just came in for Colton Miller? Baffling, to say the least. Mm. The block field goal. How does a guy from the end block? How do you not block? If you get a push up the middle, how do you let that happen on special teams? Geno Smith, his third interception. I would have sat him. And watching the game, there was a moment later in that game because obviously after that third pick, which also hurt the team. The play selection was screens, dump offs, and running plays. They were afraid to allow Geno Smith to throw down the field. If that's going to happen, because obviously Chicago is playing the Tampa 2 defense, and instead of having that other linebacker back there, they played with a third safety, and they just read his eyes, and they were picking him off. Geno should have. Later in the game, there was a point where Carroll was talking to Kenny Pickett on the sideline, and he had his helmet on. So, which, you know, I was thinking, oh, he's coming in, but it never happened. They should have put him in after the third pick. Geno didn't have it. He missed the touchdown pass to Thornton. There was one. It was a catchable pass. It was low, but any quarterback worth his salt would have hit him right between the numbers. He was wide open in the middle of the field. He would have walked into the end zone. It would have sealed the game. I think I vented everything. What concerns me is this. I had down as one of their six or seven wins.
Yep.
They're a bad team. They're just a bad team, and the Bears are also a bad team. My final point, the defense played great, relatively good, all game. But when it came time to make a statement, they let the Bears drive down the length of the field with a 11-play, six-minute drive, and they, you know, gave up the winning touchdown. So where do we go from here? I don't know. I don't know. You can't bench Geno long-term because he's the best quarterback on the team. But when I don't understand the hesitancy to sit him after clearly he just didn't have it.
Was it a 3-year deal or a 2-year deal? 3-year deal, right?
2-year deal. That's my other two. They traded a third round pick for him and signed him to a 2-year deal. It's not catastrophic, but it's still 2 years for $70 million or $60 million.
Right.
Unrelated to the game. You use a second round pick on this receiver, Jack Besh, and he doesn't play.
Right.
I mean, from my knowledge from football, usually you want your first and second round picks on the field playing, contributing. If he was a project, then you shouldn't have drafted him.
It's a huge mistake right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so on a real flip side, with the Giants, who are just as bad as the Raiders, but they're rebuilding. They have these young players. They got Scadable. They have Jackson Dart, whether you like him or not. He's a rookie quarterback. He played against the Chargers. He beat them. They got Carter. They got a couple other young guys. And I'm saying, you know what? If the Raiders had this same roster and they were 1-3, I would be okay with that. I would be a piece of that. So I guess my point is rebuilding and trying to win on the fly at the same time never works. Mm-hmm. They should have told Carroll, I know you're 92 years old, but this is a rebuild. We're not going to try to win right away. We need to gut this team a little down to the studs and go about it that way. Anyway, those are my thoughts.
Well, the thing is, you're right. The best thing is humiliating when Thornton has beat him out, no targets in the last game, and a second round pick when, you know, as I said, like if you know, I'm never in charge, but we would have had Scataboo and McMillan this draft. We would have had Derwin James. We would have had Derrick Henry. But, you know, these guys always try to outthink themselves. And when they drafted Besh, we all knew the story in the East-West game and what happened to his brother in New Orleans and everything. Yeah. I didn't realize that he's basically, the Raiders are saying he's not an NFL receiver. And that's a shame for us. I mean, if he was a seventh-round pick, I wouldn't care.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's just throwing a pick away, because your second-rounders should be playing. They should be contributing.
Yeah.
And this guy can't even, like, he has one catch through four games, I think. And just you know, another disappointing season. But, again, they can't put Band-Aids. They need to draft a QB next year. I've been saying this every year since I've been calling your show. And they keep putting Band-Aids. They keep getting these retreads. And I thought Geno is better than this, but he was god-awful. In that game, he was just, and then just to throw salt in the wound, it's not a home game because half the stadium is filled with Bear fans. You know, it's the same old. I'm like saying, can't we just? I said, and then you start thinking about Oakland and their home field, and then you see this Vegas and half the, you know, you, God, whatever. Anyway, that's all I got, Rick.
All right, bud.
I vented.
All right,
buddy.
All right,
see
good
later.
Timing, Charlie in New York. Let's take a break. Lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
There are rich teams and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap. And then there's us.
Drinking that Haterade and bow down to Ricky T, y'all.
You best bow down when I come to your town. West Side Connection. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up the next segment, we'll have comedian and voiceover guy John Allen. Says he does Pokemon too. Now, from what I know of Pokemon, so Pokemon will say their name.
Pikachu.
And Jigglypuff sings, because Pigglypuff is a, Jigglypuff's a singer. Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff. Right, Bailey? Okay. Leave me alone. I hate you, Tittle. get in line. That's right. But then I remember that there's Team Rocket. Team Rocket talks like this. And everything always rhymes. That's because Team Rocket is the best all the time. They always talk like that, too. I forgot who the guy was in the 60s. He was like, blah. He would, it wasn't Paul Lynn. And then Charles Nelson Reilly was more reserved. I forgot who the guy who talked like Team Rocket. All right, I'll stop. It's almost like a Charlie in the box. No one wants a Charlie in the box. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Whew, that was rough. All right. Emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Email from Scott. Rick, how much would you pay for the cage match with Sala and Cohen? I wouldn't pay anything because Sala would knock him out or worse within 20 seconds. What he's referring to was that after the Niners choked against the Jags, I'll give the Jags credit. After the Jags beat the Niners at their building, after the game, Robert Saleh was approached by the head coach, Liam Cohen, and he said, keep my name out of your mouth. Some people had it as keep your name out of your effing mouth. I didn't see that. And then apparently Robert Saleh said, I will end your life. I don't know where you're from. That sounds like a death threat. I will end your life. Yeah. But, you know, it's the heat of the moment. I'll kill you, man. Do you really mean kill? No. I just meant mess him up. Okay, fine. But the reason he was so upset is because now teams are legally qualified to use all the videotape they want or just plain video in an effort to figure out hand signals and other codes. They just can't record them themselves. So whatever the TV broadcast is. And you also can sit in the press box with binoculars and look down on it and try and decipher it. There's nothing wrong with that. You just can't spygate it. Belichick, cheater. This is what Saleh said before the game. Liam and his staff, a couple of guys coming from Minnesota, they've got legally a really advanced signal stealing type system where they always find a way to put themselves in an advantageous situation. They do a great job with it. They formation you. They just try to find any nugget they can. So we've got to be great with our signals, and we've got to be great with our communication to combat some of the tells that we might give on the field. They're almost elite in that regard. That whole tree, from Sean McVay to Kevin O'Connell to all those guys, they all do it. So then Saleh was asked, how do they do it? Good follow-up, right? He said, I don't really know, and that's the ultimate trick, whether it's people from the sideline or whether it's our individual hand signals, whatever nugget they can find, they catch it. And they always happen to find themselves in good situations based on the coverages showed. And there's nothing illegal about it. I'm not suggesting that. It's just you can tell that they've got a system that's getting them into a very advantageous position multiple times during the course of the game. And so Cohen on Friday, do you want to respond to that? And he said, not a big deal. We'll keep that between us. That was it. And if you listen to the words, listen to the words that I speak, Chris Tucker, if you listen to what I just said from Saleh, that's not bad. He didn't say those cheating SOBs or they suck. They only are in good position because they steal signs. If we just played head-up football, we'd crush them. No, he said McVay, O'Connell, I don't know how they do it, but, you know, it's on us to... I don't think that is extremely... Now, if you say Liam Cohen has no coaching ability, he's just a charlatan who's good at stealing signs. That's all. And so to say, keep my name out of your mouth? What, he's not supposed to mention who he's playing? I know it's only your fourth game as a head coach, Liam Cohen. And by the way, if you had offered me Ben Johnson or Liam Cohen, I would have taken Ben Johnson. But as it stands right now, Liam Cohen looks like the better choice. 1 month in. And look, the Jaguars led for most of the game, and Travis Etienne was great. That's Stephen in French, by the way. Etienne, believe it or not. And so the city, Saint Etienne. Whenever you have a T at the end of a French word and the next one begins with a vowel, you make it sound like the T is with the other word. So you say Saint-Étienne. I'm here and for the conjugation. The test will be tomorrow. Bring your blue books. Turn the page over so I don't see your name. Anyway, Etienne ran for 124 yards, a 48-yard touchdown run. They took a 17-6 lead into the locker room and then put up 9 unanswered in the third quarter. Parker Washington, sounds like a fake name, ran back a punt, 87 yards for a touchdown, put him up by 12. But, you know, Brock Purdy was back, 2 touchdown passes, also 2 interceptions. I wonder how many myopic Niner fans were like, put in Mac Jones, man. He's hella better. Yeah, so look, I have seen guys get upset. I mean, we all saw Will Smith laugh at the G.I. Jane joke, and then he looked over at Jada, and she was frowning and shaking her head. And then when Will Smith, you know, it would have been funny if Will Smith, like, got a frowny face, walked 3 steps, and then went, oh, I'm just playing. His career would be much better. Not that he needs money. But if he just like got up, started taking a few steps, and Chris Rock was like, oh no. And he's like, I'll get you later. But you get to the point and you're like, well, now I can't puss out. Now I have to go through with it. And that's the wrong instinct, by the way. I think one of my more favorite post-game deals was when do you remember Schwartz, the head coach of the Lions? Was it Jim Schwartz? And the Niners beat him at Ford Field when Harbaugh was head coach. And Jim Harbaugh, after the game, they went to shake hands, and then Harbaugh pat him on the back, but it was more like an open-handed slap on the back. Jim Harbaugh, former NFL quarterback, I'm sure he's got big hands. So it was kind of a whammo slap, much more than just a, hey, good job. And so then Harbaugh started jogging away, and Harbaugh knew what he was doing. He and his brother John, all they did was just fight nonstop over everything, according to them. Right. And Jim Schwartz ran him down, and he caught up to him, and then John Harbaugh was like, what? And he, Schwartz was like, don't hit me so hard next time. Oh, I thought when you ran me down, you were going to do something. No, I was mad because it hurt. Okay, fair enough. So thanks for the email, Scott. No, I would not pay for a cage match between those two because it would not be a match, you know. And by the way, if Liam Cohen really wanted to get into his face, he could have, because he said it and then he walked away with all these people, even like players. There was like a couple of offensive linemen with their helmets off kind of pushing Saul away, like, go away. Go away with your death threats, Baldy. He could have gone right into his face, you know, and said, don't you ever mention my name ever again. I am he who must not be named. I am the name that must not be spoken. And if you do it again, I'll kill you. That reminds me of the temple coach. He went into and he said, I'll kill you, Calipari. I'll kill you, Calipari, in front of 50 reporters. All right. Let's get back to a commercial break here. That's what it's all about, commercials on Sports Pilot.
Still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three. But that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at the fat ass losers or freaks. You look at me!
Rick Tittle will fight anyone listening to this.
Mike, there it is. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. We're waiting on our guest, and when we get him, we will put him on the air. Do we have him, Bailey? Oh, we do have our guest. Great stuff. Rick Tittle with you. Nationally syndicated out of San Francisco, American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show John Allen, comedian, and also a very talented voice over talent as well. He will be at the Comedy Chateau October 2nd and 17th. He'll also be October 12th at the Improv in Hollywood. And he'll be appearing at the Neo Tokyo Con in Palmdale on October 25th. John, welcome to the show. And at what point did you realize that you probably thought, oh, I can do some funny voices, it'll be good for my stand-up, and it's like, oh no, I can make money doing these voices, y'all?
Well, I think I first noticed I had a knack for impressions as far back as like junior high, but as far as looking into the business, and thank you for having me, by the way, let me get that in there before I jump right into the answers, but as far as looking into the business of it, I would say junior, senior year of high school, right when the anime boom was starting to happen in the U.S. around 2000, 2001, and there were a couple of cast changes, and that kind of got the gears turning in my head as far as, you know, why would these cast changes be happening? How do people get hired in voiceover, and why, and so on and so forth? So it's definitely been something from an early age that I've been looking into in one shape or another, one form or another.
A friend of the show here I've had on many times is Rob Paulson. You know,
love him.
Yeah, Animaniacs, Jimmy Neutron. One of the nicest people I have ever met. But he just naturally could get, and I'm not doing anyone specific, but that, you know, he can go up there. When you see guys like that, what do they sort of, you know, as mentors, what do they mean to you?
Well, I haven't had the study. Hadn't had the chance to study under Rob. I'm actually not sure if he does classes, but I have had the chance to study under some other people that I grew up listening to. Pat Fraley, who people who grew up in the 80s like me might remember as the voice of Krang and Baxter Stockman in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Charlie Adler, who was Buster Bunny in Tiny Toons, Starscream in the Michael Bay Transformers movies, Cow Chicken and the Red Guy in Cow Chicken. I don't know if you can really put it quite into words, but there's just a spark about them, a willingness to play and, you know, see just how far they can take things energy-wise. That's a big part of it. And then just being someone who loves what we do, and I think that translates and that resonates with people, just how much they enjoy it, how much they love being a part of it.
Pat Fraley was, he did like Scooby-Doo stuff too, didn't he?
I believe so, man. If you look up his IMDb, it's going to take you a while to get through that thing. He's been at it a long time and he's very, very good at what he does.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some other ones, Tailspin, Little Clowns from Happy Town, Bobby's World, Tasmania, I think. A lot of big hits back in the day.
So I would also think, I mean, when you get to the video game world, how about voicing those as well?
Well, it's a lot of the same psychology and principles behind it. It's just another medium of doing it. And if you're privileged enough to get a major character, that can be some serious hours to work on with the amount of content that goes into these things now. You know, when I was growing up, the Super Nintendo days, if you got one little soundbite, you know, you were in amazement. And now it's almost like a full movie production with just what they're able to do these days. For example, a buddy of mine is Doug Stone, who was the voice of Psycho Mantis in the Metal Gear Solid games. You know, that's another really good one. Of I think some people back in the day would actually say, "Geez, there's almost more cutscenes than gameplay."
Yeah.
And I think that was when they really started seeing what they could do as far as storytelling through that medium.
Especially with those Naughty Dog games, way too many cinematics, in my opinion. But you're right. I mean, well, it used to be like I'm the guy that said Face Off in Blades of Steel, you'd be like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
That was good.
So, I mean, and I there is a trick they do sometimes with some games where they'll, rather than have you do pages and pages of dialogue, they'll be like, maybe one or two pages of dialogue, and then some just reaction noises that they put on top of paragraphs that you have to read. Pokemon Masters and Dragon Ball Z Kakarot are some examples of where they do that.
So we know with Pokemon, they say their name, you know, Pika, Pikachu, or Jigglypuff. Now Meowth talks like this, but
then Team Rocket, everything rhymes.
Do you do, sorry about that, by the way. Do you
do? No, that's not too shabby. Well done.
Do you do any of that stuff?
I haven't had the chance to be a Pokemon yet. What I have had the chance to do to contribute to that universe is I voiced two Pokemon Masters in the game Pokemon Masters, Pokemon Masters EX now. I am the only English voice there's ever been for Factory Head Thornton. Sweet. Pleasure to meet me. And Brawly, the next big wave in training at Duford City Gym. He's been in the anime, so I'm not the first English voice for him, but I'm happy to have had a chance to play him as well.
So have you ever been, like, at a McDonald's saying, I'll have an extra Viamil number 4 with a Diet Coke, and the guy goes, oh my gosh, Mr. Poopy Butthole?
No, maybe I should put some extra positivity out in the world in that way. I guess my thought process was, they might not believe it's me, and they just think, God dang it, just order your food. Come on, don't mess with me. These guys work so hard for so little. I hate the idea of making their job any more difficult or annoying than it already is. Because I've been there. I've done, my first job was in food service doing Papa John's Pizza in San Diego, California. And I know when people would try to be funny or cute, and they would call and be like, hey, Papa John's Point Loma, this is John. How can I help you? Oh, are you the Papa John? And it's like, ha, 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 ha. And I have sympathy for people working in those roles in that way.
I'll throw this in as an aside. 10 years ago at Super Bowl Radio Row, the last day of the broadcast, when I was there the whole week, the last day of the broadcast, they let people come in for a fee, and they could sort of stand on the periphery, and then when the big NFL stars or talent were available, you could take pictures. The longest line of people to take a picture with someone was with Papa John.
Wow.
Yeah, more than Marcus Allen or Roger Staubach or Gale Sayers. And then
of course.
Yeah.
That was before he'd started dropping certain words so casually.
There is one word you can say that where your own company will fire you. Yes.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
It still seems to fly on Twitter for some reason, but that's Lord. Just the weird age we're living in these days.
All right, so I'd like to see what you would be doing at this. It sounds very cool, the Neo Tokyo Con, but Palmdale, that's like in the that's like by the Grapevine, right?
It's about an hour out, I'm going to get in some trouble for this because it's not a lock just yet. We're in talks with them, and I hope that happens because I don't have any other convention appearances on the calendar for the year. I literally just got back last night from Fargo, North Dakota.
Wow.
I was appearing in Anime Fargo for the first time with Paul St. Peter, Matt Shipman, and Brittany Lotta. But if Tokyo happens, I cool. I haven't really had the chance to appear out there yet, and there was an appearance a little bit past that in Brentwood that didn't quite work out. So this, I think, for a lot of reasons, would be fun and cool. I've got some new 8x10 designs that I'm getting out there that would be fun for people. So, yeah, that will be October 25th, and hopefully I'll be a part of that.
So the stand-up, too, a completely different discipline, and if you'll allow me, a much harder thing to go on stage and make 100 strangers laugh. How is that? How do you marry the two together, or do you, like I say, keep it completely separate?
There's synergy between the two, especially since they like to introduce me as being the voice of Mr. Poopy Butthole now. So, of course, you got to kind of pay that off a little bit by having some material about it.
Mm-hmm.
I usually joke about how when I'm appearing at the conventions in smaller towns, it's funny to me if they're going to be on the morning news radio promoting my appearance, whether they're going to say the character's name or not. Where it's like, you know, John here, he's going to be here this weekend, and he's the voice of Mr. Well, he's on Rick and Morty anyway. That's the important thing, I guess. I've always incorporated the impressions into the material in one form or another. To your point about how difficult it can be, I noticed very early on, I was like, you know, how uncomfortable you can be until you kind of get your footing and your stage legs. Like, dude, these are the same kind of conditions under which police interrogations are to make you break. You're in a dark room. You're worried about what everybody's going to, how everybody's going to react to what you're saying. You've got a spotlight on you, blinding you in the eyes a bit. So, yeah, it's, you don't have other actors to play off of. You don't have set pieces to play off, per se. It's just you, and the pressure's on in that regard.
Last question for you. As an actor, a lot of lessons did you take to, like, a fish to water? And then tell us about extra toppings.
As far as taking to it, I would say so. That isn't to say that some of the training wasn't a challenge. I mean, like, for example, studying with the Groundlings, where a lot of comedic actors who appeared on Saturday Night Live and Mad TV came out of. It's also where Elvira and Pee Wee Herman, like, developed those personas. That even though it's fun and it's what you enjoy doing, that isn't to say that there can't be growing pains along the way. As far as extra toppings, that was a very fun film we did recently as part of the San Diego 48-Hour Film Project, and it was very well received down there. We're looking to Mike Egbert and his team at Eggs and Breakin' are looking to submit it to other film festivals. So we shall see where that goes.
Great stuff. And where can we find you online or other places?
I've got a Facebook like page at facebook.com/JohnAllenVO, JohnAllenVO. I'm bad about throwing things away, so I am still on Twitter/X. It's become such a nasty, angry place. That's mm-hmm. King John Allen. Instagram and Blue Sky, it's The John Allen.
I was actually looking for you on Twitter, and I didn't find you. King John Allen.
Yeah, I was going for, like, a Demon King kind of a thing, not a arrogance, look at me, I am the light in the way kind of thing, because I drag my feet on getting on each of those platforms, so it's hard to have, like, the same handle on every single one of them. And also, you got the problem that there's a football player using my name, a musician who spells it the same way. I think there's an adult film star somewhere in San Francisco using it. And now, to make things even more complicated, there's another comedian, I think in the San Francisco area, that kind of spells it the same way as well for whatever reason. So that's a lot of that time why I go by The John Allen, to kind of stand above the pack in some way and have some branding.
JohnAllenVoice.com for the website as well. Hey, John, good stuff, man. Let's catch up down the road. Thanks for coming on.
Ooh-wee, thanks for having me.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Bio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I gotta go to college. I gotta.
Danny, this isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia, is it?
Nah. I don't think so.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
All right, quick update. They're stretching in Cleveland, 2-1 Detroit. Turk Skubal, as you might imagine, has been fantastic so far. Six innings, just three hits, one earned. Williams went for the Indians. Sorry, I keep saying that. Cleveland Guardians, no offense. Guardians. One earned one, earned run. Gattis has come in and a sack fly, or they call it a sacrifice from Zach McKinstry, to make it 2-1. As I said, they're stretching. They'll go to the seventh. By the way, I saw this stat, which I thought was very interesting. Clayton Kershaw, of course, came out and pitched very well against the Dodgers, his last ever regular season start. And he ends up tied for first in baseball history for ERA plus with Pedro Martinez, a 154. Now, this is a more modern stat, obviously. Third all-time, Lefty Grove, old-timer. Then Roger Clemens, Randy Johnson, Whitey Ford, Greg Maddux, Sandy Koufax, Max Scherzer, and Roy Halladay. We will see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.